program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same,
I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Oh, no. No, Bob. Oh, Bob, no. No. Dobbstown. Crap. I'm still in Dobbstown. Oh, is this world never going to end? I want my apocalypse now.
This old earth ain't gonna stop rolling round the sun, boy. This old earth ain't gonna stop rolling just because you're gone, boy. All the winds are gonna keep on blowing, rivers gonna keep on flowing, grass is gonna keep on growing too, and I'll be loving someone new. This old earth ain't gonna stop rolling.
The final hour is approaching for the people of Earth. Hear this. You are to command the forces that mop up. No one must survive.
I've 46 thunderbolts since breakfast. The Lord must be mad for sure this morning.
I wonder where Eddie's printing them.
Every one of them's bound for the oil.
You mean that little old dreaming place?
Carrie, don't you know the Earth is a new scandal? Everybody's talking about it. The Lord is mad as can be at that measly little planet. Oh, I should say the scum that's on it.
That's mankind down there.
They must be scum, too, to get the Lord so worked up.
He's certainly letting them feel the wrath. Ain't it a shame to plague the Lord that way?
They've been begging for what they get. My brother flew down to bring up a saint the other day, and he said from what he can see, most of the population down there has done made the devil their king, and they're working in three shifts for him.
Don't make me come over there!
Listen back to the devil, for he mixes life with the truth and vermouth.
You promised me no one would get hurt!
Forget it!
Oh, God, I've been misinformed.
Maybe you just better forget the whole thing. If you're smart.
Smart?
Oh, my. Anyway. No one could have believed that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even consider the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Are you serious, sir? I mean, do you really think the world's going to end this afternoon?
Yes, in just over 1 minute and 35 seconds.
Isn't there anything we can do?
No, nothing.
Well, I always thought we were meant to lie down or put a paper bag over our head or something.
If you like, yes.
Will that help?
No.
Thank you.
Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet.
Now I'll be the first to admit that the odds of actually encountering an aberrant phenomenon are infinitesimal. But if you've been listening at all, you've come to realize that statistics dictate that all of the weirdest events will take place in the end times, i.e. tonight. So if you want to be a survivor, you will prepare for the impossible.
And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. If these things that we're seeing in our day are merely the beginning of sorrows, think what it's going to be when the end time is really upon us.
That's how it was for the next 10 nights. A flare spurting out from Mars, bright green, drawing a green mist behind it. A beautiful, but somehow disturbing sight. Ogilvy, the astronomer, assured me we were in no danger. He was convinced there could be no living thing on that remote, forbidding planet.
The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one, he said. The chances of anything coming from Mars are a million to one. But still, they come.
Drink up. Why 3 pints?
Muscle relaxant. You'll need it.
Did I do something wrong today, or has the world always been like this and I've been too wrapped up in myself to notice?
I'll try to explain. Drink up. How long have we known each other?
5 years, maybe 6. Most of it seemed to make some kind of sense at the time.
All right. How would you react if I said that I'm not from Guildford after all, but from a small planet somewhere in the vicinity of Betelgeuse?
I don't know. Why, do you think it's the sort of thing you feel you're likely to say?
Drink up. The world's about to end.
This must be Thursday. I never could get the hang of Thursdays.
On this particular Thursday, things were moving quietly through the ionosphere many miles above the surface of the planet. Several huge, yellow, slab-like somethings, huge as office blocks, silent as birds, which hung in the air exactly the same way that bricks don't. The planet was almost totally unaware of their presence. They went unnoticed at Goonhilly, they passed over Cape Canaveral without a blip, and Woomera and Jodrell Bank looked straight through them, which was a pity because it was exactly the sort of thing they'd been looking for all these years. Arthur, of course, was totally unaware of them. He was only aware of a sudden, terrible crashing noise.
This displeases me greatly. What's the total? 18,960 for the morning, and that's including the village with the fortune tellers. They certainly can breathe fast.
Look at them there, squirming and fighting and bearing false witness. Why did I ever make them?
Sure to get some more thunderbolts?
No, they don't do no good. Gotta be something else.
Oh, how would it be if you was to doom them all again like that time you sent down the flood? I bet that would make them mind.
You know how much good the flood did.
How about cleaning up the whole mess of them and starting all over again with some new kind of animal?
And admit that I'm licked?
Oh, no, of course not, Lord.
Bitch, I'll f*** your ass up.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
And I bought a tooth for two, vote for me, and I'll set you free.
Rap on, brother, rap on.
People are stunned, confused. They stagger about the malls. My gosh, it's like seeing truth in advertising. Is this the apocalypse?
I don't know.
6 pints.
Right, keep the change.
From a fiver? Thank you, sir.
You've only got 7 minutes left to spend it.
Ford, would you please tell me what the hell is going on?
Drink up, you've got 3 pints to get through.
3 at lunchtime?
Time is an illusion. Lunchtime doubly so. Drink up.
So, you're confronting some shimmering crap thing that your hypothalamus can't put into a category, and you've got about 5 minutes before your mind implodes permanent-like. What do you do? What do you do? Well, since you've approached it with no basis other than some half-assed so-called objective perspective, you're dead. Try begging it for mercy. It never works, but it's worth a try. You've got nothing better to do while you die, so give it a shot. Hey, instead of writhing around in your own excrement wishing you'd paid attention, why don't you pay attention right now and enjoy writhing in your own excrement by memorizing the following indirect observation technique.
They cut me off! They got my truck!
It's all over, people! We don't have a prayer! Ah!
That's right, Reverend. You don't have a prayer because you've thrown your lot in with the wrong Godhead. I'm the Reverend Susie the Floozy of the Church of the Subgenius, and I got a butt full of Bob that tells me I'm getting off this meat hole planet. Yes, I'm here tonight semi-nude before you seekers to do the ceremonial dance to celebrate the immolation of a planet. Hey, Dickie, it's got a nice beat and it's easy to die to. Oh, seekers, I don't want to say this end of the world shtick is getting old, but... Oh, I must admit to you that, yes, I know I did the Chicken Little number last year, and it didn't happen. Oh, but not because I didn't want it to, mind you. Seekers, you know how much I desire ultimate global apocalypse, and you can scarcely imagine the utter devastation of my soul because it didn't come off. As I can scarcely imagine your disappointment. Oh, that's why I've turned out nothing but crappy throwaway shows all year. Because I simply didn't expect to have to be here. Oh, but you know, Seekers, our church has a faith that's strong enough to sit on. So I've screwed my hopes to a new sticking place that the exits are only stylishly late. Oh, yes. Ever since the sting began to fade from last year's debacle, oh, the blind, foolish hope kicked in again that maybe we just had the date wrong. Oh, not 8661 like was written in Bob's handwriting on that cocktail napkin. You know, the upside-down 1998 thing? No. No, I couldn't face being 6,000 years older by the time we claw our way out of this gravity well. I just had another birthday this week, and I can't think any more of those. And oh man, it stung, because I fell for Bob's promise of eternal ageless beauty in the stars. I can't give up that dream. I can't face any more birthdays, Bob. I can't face any more conspiracy crap. I can't face life on Catbox Earth another year, and I know I'm not alone. So I hope and pray in union for the Exodus retribution to come. For we are the generation of Bob's deliverance seekers. And yes, we shall taste the sweet, rapturous essences of our alien lovers. Ah. Oh, man, yeah. So, here we find ourselves standing at the cosmic crossroads again. Thumbs out expectantly as our eyes search the heavens for the supernova light of the oncoming Exist fleet, and wishing with every fiber of our beings that this time it will work! This time we shall escape! This time! Oh, Bob! Please make it work this time. I can't take it anymore. July 5th at 7 a.m., Bob. I'll be there. Will you?
Oh, have you seen Bob?
He ought to be here soon.
Yeah? Well, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Bob, you are testing my patience.
Yeah.
Oh, you're telling me. If he doesn't get me off the planet this time, I'm going to rip his half-toned ass to shreds and get me a decent savior.
A wretch.
Girl,
what have you done?
Death.
She's dead.
Buried under the rubble. Why? Satan. Why did you take one of your own? There is a curse on mankind. We may as well be resigned to let the devil
The devil take the spirit of man.
We are doomed. Doomed.
La la la, nice lady.
Gathered on the common, hypnotized by the unscrewing of the cylinder. 2 feet of shining screw projected when, suddenly, the lid fell off. Two luminous, disc-like eyes appeared above the rim. A huge, rounded bulk, larger than a bear, rose up slowly, glistening like wet leather. Its lipless mouth quivered and slapped, and snake-like tentacles writhed as the clumsy body heaved and pulsated. Closer to the pit. A tall funnel rose, then an invisible ray of heat leapt from man to man, and there was a bright glare as each was instantly turned to fire. Every tree and bush became a mass of flames at the touch of this savage, unearthly heat ray.
On a distant planet, conservatory of Link Ray. I went to the movie about the KKK. Baby, fake me gray. He was trying to make out. She couldn't get away. I guess she's another victim of the evil fake.
Hovered over the city, I was in bed, sleeping soundly through it all. When I reached my desk that morning, we were flooded with newspaper queries. Telephones were jangling throughout the day. Irate editors from all over the country were insistently demanding more specific information. Newsmen from the wire services, reporters from local and out-of-town newspapers were hemming me in, belaboring me with questions for which I had no answers. For the first couple of hours, we at the press desk had a terrible time getting the story straight ourselves. But bit by bit, I managed to piece it together. There had been both visual and radar contacts. Andrews Field, the Air Force installation, had radar returns similar to those on the CAA radar. Jets had been scrambled in an attempt to make an intercept of the UFOs, but they had not been successful.
Yes, but can you see the saucers? They should be there. What's that? What's that? Suicidal impulses in remission? Doctor, another patient cured.
I'll say.
Is he gone?
Oh, yeah.
Little children, be careful.
Be careful
when you walk across the line of street. Beware, little children, of every stranger.
pounding of gums grew louder. My fear rose at the sound of someone creeping into the house. Then I saw it was a young artilleryman, weary, streaked with blood and dirt.
Anyone here?
Come in. Here, drink this.
Thank you.
What's happened?
They wiped us out. Hundreds dead, maybe thousands.
The heat ray?
The Martians. They were inside the hoods of machines they'd made. Massive metal things on legs. Giant machines that walked. They attacked us. They wiped us out.
Machines?
Fighting machines. Picking up men and bashing them against trees. Just hunks of metal. But they knew exactly what they were doing.
There was another cylinder came last night.
Yes. Does it look bound for London?
London? Carrie, I hadn't dreamed there could be danger to Carrie and her father so many miles away. I must go to London at once.
And me. Got to report to headquarters. If there's anything left of it.
It's funny.
Because it's true. It will be the end. The apocalypse.
We're doomed. Doomed.
We are doomed.
Doomed.
We're doomed. Doomed.
Doomed.
Doomed.
It's all over, people.
Party is over.
The apocalypse.
Great.
And I bet I got a whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I did shake, oh baby, shake it. I did shake it, baby, shake it. I did shake, don't you let it break now. Oh, shake it, shake it, shake it. I'm on a whole lot of shaking going on.
There was a meltdown happened last Tuesday. Now it's Second Chance Saloon. It's just me and the jukebox, and it's playing a mournful tune. Just keeps on playing those radiation blues. When the sun went down last Wednesday, I went walking in the park. Didn't mind there were no streetlights, I was blowing in the dark. Just call glowworm, got radiation blues. They had a wake for Jake the Barber, one long drink and one short prayer. He went and shot himself this morning, cause the whole town lost its hair. Came out in handfuls, got radiation blues.
Is it just me, or am I picking up some negative vibes out there?
I saw the earth turn brown and die. I saw, but I couldn't cry. Everything I knew so well disappeared.
Heads in the sky.
city's aflame in the summertime.
No, we go home.
Evolution, revolution, gun control, the sound of soul. Shooting rockets to the moon, kids going up to Zoom. Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Temptation
not in place of the temptation, but with the temptation, also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. See, he lets the demons come on you, and they've got power, as you find out. They can really come upon you. But in order that you may be able to bear the amount of temptation that he allows to come upon you, he's made an escape route. But if you don't climb in the capsule and fire the thing off, you won't escape. And too many of us refuse to pull the D-ring. That's what they call it when you're in the ejection seat. You know, it blows you out of the canopy. When your plane's on fire, you gotta blow the ejection seat. When it gets too hot, you gotta pull the D-ring, as they say, and blow it out. Get out of there. When these fiery trials are upon us and the devil is tempting hot, you can't stay in the middle of all the environment of the demons and the temptation and wallow in the thing. You've got to take the escape route.
Hey, what about Major Kong?
Basic instruction before leaving Earth.
Are you there? If you have any red pills left, take them now.
Hey, out of our medicine cabinet!
Plutonium, polonium, and thallium, and gallium, and bismuth 211. We got some carbon 14 and astatine and lawrencium 257. Nobelium, berkelium, and strontium 90, and iodine 131. We got some technetium, lutetium, francium, radon, and a little bit of radium.
Someday I'm gonna blow you up.
Get out of here.
I was young, I used to dream of other worlds up there. I thought the God who made us all surely made others somewhere. I closed my eyes as I stared at the sky. Let my mind take leave of this body and fly. Over the yards and roofs of my small hometown. Up higher I'd go and from the clouds look down to see the small spot of the earth that was mine. The street where I lived was but a thin line. And in those moments of fantasy I recall how I realized my place in the scheme of things was small.
A fifth machine appeared on the far bank. It raised itself to full height, flourished the funnel high in the air, and the ghostly, terrible heat ray struck the town.
Look! My God, what did I see just there? Swirling and turning in the warm night air. Those lights keep on flashing, Lee. Paralyze me. I can't seem to move, but I still can see. I'm growing much lighter, but my feet are off the ground. I'm being pulled toward the ship, whirling round and round. I'm drawn to an opening by a powerful beam. This can't be happening. It must be a dream. A dream!
This ain't right, Paul.
Nothing's right anymore. Go on. Go on, get going.
Did I warn them? Pray, I said. Destroy the devil, I said. They wouldn't listen. I could have saved the world.
Previous experience, I was assigned to unidentified flying objects. I was back in the flying saucer business. We'll be right back.
till we meet again. Good night.
Pipe and smoke it, whore.
Bitch, don't come crying to me, lady. You should have spent that membership money while you had the chance. Oh, but I have a feeling nothing could have persuaded you to come over to the subgenius side of the force. Not even listening to things like we heard tonight, like Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds rock opera with that narration by Richard Burton, the BBC radio version of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the A's asking us who's going to save the world, and the swinging love corpses telling us that they're going to save the universe this time. Maybe. Oh, maybes. I want to have Dr. B. Ellis of the Lymph Node Institute destroying the world. Too bad that didn't take. Mofongo jumped in with the end of the world. And a little bit of the Temptations of Ball Confusion. Some Ruby 3. A little bit of the Tinklers talking about those Link Rays. And then that creepy Wayne Williams era Darkness Over Atlanta number was by Dave Barton, followed by BGK, a Dutch hardcore band with no limbs, and then a little speeded up Jerry Lee Lunatic. Survival Alliance came in with Radiation Blues, and then a little bit of Zeta Reticuli, a love story. Oh, man. You're so lucky you're only going to die July 5th. You didn't have to listen to that whole thing. And then that was a Don Harrison version of Helter Skelter. Don Barnett was this strange, lisping preacher talking about Bob and his escape hatch. A little more Survival Alliance. Oh, some Noel Coward telling us the party was over. The Griffin was trying to take the freeway. Spin Out came on like a rocket, and Space Cowboy too. And then there was a little Doris Day. Oh, I can smell it in the air, Seekers. And it smells like breakfast. Oh, the lure of galactic destruction is enough to break even me out of my usual reclusive shell. To my total astonishment, I find myself looking forward to the festivities. Oh, yes, at the gathering of the tribes in western New York State, we will enact the beautiful and glorious rituals and traditions of the Yeti people and prepare for our deliverance in the stars. Oh, it's probably too late to write for free information, but you can check out subgenius.com for a listing of all the events.
Yeah, that subgenius throwing another I'm the richest man in the universe party.
I knew that son of a bitch was alive.
Oh, yeah, and there'll be the usual blood wrestling and hellish human sacrifices, plus all the nudity and frappy we've come to expect from this church. So, Seekers, once again, this is my last show ever. And baby, it's been kicks, but my place is on the escape vessels, slipping the surly bonds of Earth. Oh, but looks like it's come to so long again. But if you're my kind of mutant, I'll be seeing you anyway on the other side of this July 5th. Good night, Seekers.
The party's over now. The dawn is growing very nice. The candle's got the starlight leaves the sky. It's time for little girls and boys to hurry home to bed, for there's a new day waiting just ahead. Life is sweet, but time is fleet beneath the magic of the moon. Dancing time may seem sublime, but it is ended all too soon. The thrill has gone, to linger on might spoil it anyhow. Let's creep away from the day, for the party's over now.
Everyone's gone.
Oh, how embarrassing. Ooh, we slept right through church.
Not the end of the world.
Oh, no, it's the apocalypse. What? Are you wearing clean underwear?
Not anymore.
Ooh, I smell barbecue. Hey, look. Ah! Oh, they're on a hot dog. And the coleslaw has pineapple in it. Ah! German potato salad.